Good morning and welcome. Excuse me. In case you didn't see the note in the chat box, you're going to need the hymns for October 25th. So if you need just a moment to get the hymn, the lyrics for the hymns from October 25th. Good morning and welcome. Our opening hymn today is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, number 686. I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn, number 686.
Microphone off.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths
proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I invite you to join me in saying the Jubilate found on page 82 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your in your booklet. Be joyful,
joyful in the Lord, all your lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before His presence with a song.
Know this,
the Lord Himself is God. He Himself has made us,
and we are His.
We are His
people, sheep of the pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving,
and go into His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him and call upon His name. The Lord is great, mercy is everlasting.
We will say Psalm 99 responsibly by the half verse. The Lord is King, let the people tremble.
He is enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth shake.
The Lord is great in Zion.
He is high above the peoples.
Let them confess His name, which is great and awesome.
He is the Holy One.
Almighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity.
You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and fall down before His footstool.
He is the Holy One.
Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among those who call upon His name.
They called upon the Lord and answered them.
Spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud.
They kept his testimonies and the decree that he gave them.
O Lord our God, you answered them indeed.
You were a God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds.
Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and worship Him upon His holy hill.
For the Lord our God is the Holy One. A reading from the book of Exodus 33. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way, we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to join me in saying Canticle 21, found on page 95 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your booklet. You are God. We praise you. You are the Lord. We acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing an endless praise. Holy, Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of heaven, unbounded, true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, ever and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand, and in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, help your people. Bought with the price of your own blood. Bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Second reading is from 1 Thessalonians 1, 1 through 10. Paul, Sophanias, and Timothy, of the Thessalonians in God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers constantly, remembering before our God and Father, your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you, and not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of person we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together hymn 336, Come With Us, O Blessed Jesus. And in case you missed the announcement, we are singing the hymns today from the hymn sheet for October 25th. So let us sing together the sequence hymn number 336, Come With Us, O Blessed Jesus.
Come with us, O blessed Jesus, with us ever more. the gospel that is in Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Pharisees went to Pilate and trapped Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God and according to the truth. It's your deference to no one. For you don't regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their mouth, said, "Why are you putting me to test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius, and he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" And they answered, "The emperor's." They said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things of the emperors, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. True or false, there's more vending machine deaths than shark attack deaths each year. Actually, that's true. There's an average of 2 to 4 vending machine deaths each year, or there's an average of 1 shark attack death each year. As a matter of fact, vending machines are very dangerous. On average, there's 1,700 vending machine accidents each year, where there's only 25 shark attacks. True or false, Vatican City, where the Pope lives, has the highest crime rate in the world. They actually have 1.5 crimes per resident of Vatican City. True or false, 1/4 of all your bones in your body are in your feet. That's true, actually. There's 26 bones in each foot. That makes 52 out of the 206 bones in your body. So follow this diet for 20 days and you'll lose 20 pounds. And that's when we start to say, okay, if you're not already Googling these facts, you're saying, how do we know what's true? How do we know what to believe? And we like to say, prove it, show me. I want the proof, because this, you know. Now I gotta tell you, a little while ago, I heard a woman in the grocery store saying, all news is fake news, so I just believe what I want to believe. Okay, prove that. But that's what the people of Israel were saying last week. If you remember last week, Moses was on the mountain, quaking, shaking, thundering, lightning. The people of Israel had pretty much given up. They no longer really, really thought that Moses was coming back. And so they went to Moses' brother Aaron and they said, build us an idol, something that we can see and touch, something we can believe in, something of value. And so Aaron asked for all their gold jewelry and made a golden calf. And of course, God got very angry about that. And Moses bargained for their lives. But today it's Moses who is having doubts. Moses is saying, okay, I've been following you, following your instruction, following your rules and your ways, but I'd like to actually see you. Moses knows that he is favored in God's sight. He knows that because he saw the burning bush out in the wilderness. And he asked for God's name and God said, I am who I am, which isn't very satisfying. But then God blessed his staff, and when God would show acts of power through that staff, the plagues that set upon Egypt. And then when the people of Israel were to be freed, they got to the Red Sea, Moses held up the staff, the sea parted. The people of Israel out in the wilderness, dying of thirst, there's no sweet water. And Moses, by the instruction of God, taps the rock, sweet water comes out of the rock. So Moses knows that he is favored. And so he says today, see, you have said to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Sure, you said to me, I know you by name, but you've also said that I found favor in your sight. So in essence, like, can you tell me a little more? Show me a little more. I just want to see your face and then we'll all be good. But God says to him, you cannot see my face, for no one shall see my face and live. And then he continued and said, see, there's a little crack in that rock over there. And so you hide in the rock and I'm going to put my hand over your face and I'm going to pass by. But after I've passed by, I'll take my hand off your eyes and you'll see me in the distance. And Moses is saying, I think I need a little more than that. I think I actually want to see you, know you, have a relationship with you. And so God, listening to us as God always listens, thousands of years later, sent us Jesus, his son, a human being that we could touch and see and listen to and learn from. In the last couple of weeks with the Gospels, we keep hearing these stories about where the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the scribes jump out of the bushes and challenge Jesus. Prove who you are. Show us who you are. And of course, Jesus does through his words, through his teachings, through his actions, through his love for all people, through his caring for widows and women and children. Jesus continues to show us, and as we know, the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes continue to challenge him. They want him to prove that he is who he says he is. They want him to prove to them that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. And so today, they ramp it up a little bit. It says the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians. Okay, they're sending their students, their disciples, their parishioners to challenge Jesus, as well as the Herodians, the Roman authorities. Now it's not just the temple authorities, it's the Roman authorities that are gathering together in front of all of Jesus's disciples and the crowds and challenging Jesus. And they say, and you can almost hear this snidely whiplash sound of voice, teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. In other words, we don't believe a word you're saying, but we're going to get you this time. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Anybody who was listening to that conversation would have known that that was a trap. Anybody listening to that conversation in that day, in that time, in that place would have known that there is no correct answer. You see, the image of Caesar or Herod, the emperor, was on the coin, and it was unlawful for Jewish people to carry anything with a graven image. As a matter of fact, when you went to pay the temple tax, you had to go to the money changer to make sure that you had Jewish coins to pay the temple tax. Or you would go to the money changers to get the Roman coins to pay the Roman taxes. But we also know that this has been a question for ages and ages and ages in the United States, the separation of church and state. Churches don't have to pay taxes because of this separation. And we might even question why we, citizens of Christ, pay taxes to the emperor, but we won't go there today. What they were doing is they were trying to trick Jesus, trying to trap Jesus, trying to prove that he was not who he said he was. And Jesus simply says, whose face is on the coin? And they said, well, the emperor. And he said, then pay to the emperor what's due the emperor, and pay to God, give to God what is due to God. we love to say prove it, because we are filled with doubt. And I wonder, do we do the same thing today? Do we fail to see God's glory in the world, even from a glimpse from the backside? Do we fail to speak of Jesus's rule and authority and dominion in our lives and in this world? Do we fail to speak about the truth of God's mercy, of Jesus's mercy, love, grace, reconciliation, salvation, forgiveness in our lives and in the world? So what will it take for you to move from doubt to faith to joy in Christ? Amen. I invite you to take a minute of silence. Let us join together in affirming our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your booklet. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Suffragette A are found on page 97 in the prayer book or on your handout. Show us your mercy, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem.
He's got the
people is Form 6, found on page 392 in the prayer book or on your handout. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families,
for families, friends and neighbors,
and for those who are alone. For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God in His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for Cheryl, Rachel, Morgan, Julian, Ben, Jean, Pam, Alan, Betty and Richard, Adrian, Kevin, Janet, Darlene and John, Tammy, Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, Baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael F., Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Bill, James, John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
Laura and Jerry or Keely.
My nephew, BJ.
Noriko.
Cece.
Shelly, Betty, and Ashlyn.
Colleen and Steve. Donna.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
For Julie in recovery.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you. O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving in the Book of Common Prayer on page 101 or in your booklet. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love, for the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. For the means and grace of the hope of glory.
And we pray, give us such awareness of your mercies
that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit will be honor and glory throughout all ages.
Amen.
Please mute as you join with me singing our closing hymn number 609, Where Across the Crowded Ways of Life.
Where across the crowded ways of life.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks.